On Conscience. Our glory is here, the testimony of our own conscience. 2 Corinthians 1:12. The following is from French Jesuit Louis Bourdaloue. At the very moment we commit a sin, we feel within a remorse of conscience, and this is the reproach for the sin committed. Now I say that this remorse is a grace. For what is a grace? How many are ignorant of it, or rather how many ignore it, although it is received every day? Grace, say the theologians, is a help which God gives to man in order that he may act upon it and so merit heaven, and if he be a sinner, in order that he may work out his salvation by penance. Now all this perfectly tallies with that synderesis, that is to say, to that remorse of conscience, which grows within us after sin. For it is certain that God is the author of it, that it is solely through love that he excites it in us, and that he uses it as a means of working out our conversion. Whence comes the conclusion that this remorse has all the qualities of a genuine grace? For there is nothing more certain than that God is the source from whence it arises, since the Scripture declares the same thing to us in 1,000 places. Yes, it is I, says the Almighty, speaking to a sinner, it is I who will reproach you for the enormity of your sin. When, after committing it, your conscience disturbs you, attribute your disquiet to me, and do not seek elsewhere from whence comes this remorse. 100 times after having yielded to temptation, you would try to conceal from yourself your cowardice. You would wish to turn away your eyes so as not to see your sin. And you fancy that I shall do the same and fall in with your notions, but you deceive yourself. Thou thoughtest unjustly that I was as thyself. Psalm 49. For being your Lord and your God, I will always be your accuser. And as often as you shall commit an offense against me, I will, whether you will or not, lay before you your iniquity and the horror I have of sin. I will reprove thee and set them before thy face. You see, Christians, how that God is the principal author of remorse of conscience. But what motive has he for this? I have said that it is through love, through a miracle of his goodness, an effusion of his mercy. Does he not explain himself to the same purpose to his beloved disciple in the Revelation? Ego quod amo arguo. Those whom I love, I rebuke and chastise. And it is by chastising them that I show my love for them. But what occasion for other testimony than the word of our Savior when he announced to his apostles the coming of the Holy Ghost? When he shall come, he will reprove the world of sin. John 16. And by whom will it be reproved? By the Spirit of truth, which I shall send for that purpose. And what does he mean by the Spirit of truth? The substantial love of the Father and the Son, the divine person, who is charity itself. Observe then, dear brethren, that it is the love of God which reproves us when we are sinners. And now is there the least room to doubt that the remorse of our conscience is not a grace? It is not an external, but an internal grace, as it is in the very bottom of our souls that this gnawing worm of remorse is found. Wherefore the Apostle of the Gentiles tells us that God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out. Galatians 4. This divine Spirit, as St. Augustine observes, cries out not after the manner of a preacher who speaks to us and reproaches us with the viciousness of our life, for not all the preachers in the world have it in their power to probe the conscience, and however their words may strike the ear, they are far from reaching the human heart. But the Spirit of God, the better to be heard by us, holds, as I may say, his place in the center of us, and from thence, says St. Augustine, he incessantly cries out in opposition to our passions, censures our pleasures, and condemns our sins. Ah, Christians, can we carry our ingratitude to that pitch as to think the contradiction of the Holy Spirit an importunate rigor and not confess that it is a gift of his grace, a mercy on the sinner, a help of salvation, and a favorable means of bringing him back to God? Can we be so blind as to suppose the sting which pains us an insupportable pain and wish to be rid of it? No, my Lord, we will never entertain such dangerous notions. And as we are assured that it is your Spirit, the divine Comforter, which infuses these salutary remorses within us, we will always receive them as benefactions from thy hand, and, far from complaining, will only think of giving fresh proofs of our love and gratitude by our fidelity. St. Augustine says, "When God will be your judge, he will require no better witness than your own conscience."